USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Potentially explosive devices intercepted after they're mailed to former President Obama, residences belonging to Hillary Clinton, and also CNN's home in New York, the Time Warner Building, which remains under evacuation because of the mailing there. Multiple agencies investigating, including the Secret Service, FBI, and the NYPD. Steve Gomez is a former special agent for the Bureau.
This is a huge organizational exercise, as I talk about whenever we deal with these major incidents. I mean, you talk about four different locations here. So they are going to be interviewing everybody that had any connectivity to the movement of those packages.
Those who've been evacuated from the Time Warner Center in Manhattan are now being moved even further away from the building as authorities are apparently preparing to transport the suspicious device received there. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
More now on our breaking news, with the Secret Service now shooting down reports that a suspicious package was mailed to the White House but was intercepted before it reached that location. The statement from the Secret Service says such reports are incorrect. Earlier, however, the Secret Service confirmed that suspicious packages were sent to former President Barack Obama's Washington, D.C. office and residences belonging to former First Lady and former President Bill and Hillary Clinton. Also, a package sent to the Time Warner Building, home to CNN in New York City, that has that building in Manhattan completely evacuated currently. And we're just learning that another similar device has turned up at Governor Andrew Cuomo's New York City office, the New York Democratic governor. Earlier, Sarah Sanders, the White House spokeswoman, called these acts despicable and the people behind them cowards. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
NBC News host Megyn Kelly is now apologizing for some comments she made about blackface. Kelly making the comments during a segment on Megyn Kelly Today yesterday morning on NBC, and the comments immediately drew widespread criticism on social media. Here's a portion of them.
What is racist? Because truly, you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface for Halloween, or a black person who puts on whiteface for Halloween. Okay, back when I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up as like a character.
The network later releasing an email from Kelly, who says she now realizes, quote, that such behavior is indeed wrong and that she's sorry. Kelly addressing the email to colleagues, saying that she had taken the time to listen to other points of view on that topic. Today is World Polio Day. It's a day to honor and remember the man who helped to virtually eradicate that crippling disease, Dr. Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, first used in 1955. According to the World Health Organization, polio has now been reduced worldwide by 99%. And Yahoo is now agreeing to pay $50 million in a settlement over a data breach in 2013. The company says it will also offer 2 years of credit protection and monitoring to the 200 million Americans and Israelis who were affected by it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.